The Trump administration is pulling $500 million in funding for our mRNA vaccine research projects. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the technology is too risky, even though it's been widely used for COVID vaccines. Let's bring in CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, who is also editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News. Dr. Gounder, good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly is an mRNA vaccine, and why is this happening?
In the past, we have used what we call whole virus vaccines. So this is 1.0 technology, really 100-year-old technology. So a lot of your older vaccines were based on that, where you would take the virus, you would weaken it, you would kill it, and that's what you would use to get the immune response. The problem with that is you get a lot more side effects. And so over time, we've tried to be more and more specific. 2.0 technology was to have a very specific protein. So for example, the spike protein in COVID. 3.0 technology, which is mRNA, just to review a little bit of basic genetics, your DNA, your cells produce mRNA using your DNA, so that's a code. mRNA is also a code. mRNA codes for protein. And it's what the advantage of mRNA is it's much faster to make than a protein vaccine. It's much more efficient. And so when you're in the middle of an emergency, like a COVID pandemic, you want the fastest thing possible, something that you don't have to wait years to develop.